The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 542. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Well, this edition is going to talk about a person that's known as a booker in the world of professional wrestling. And for those of you that don't know what that term means, it's the individual who sets up the matches. Like, for an example, wrestler A is going to take on wrestler B Friday night in the Omni. It's going to be a Texas death match because of this, that, and the other. Well, since oftentimes on this show, yours truly and my guests sometimes bash the bookers, so this time we're going to turn the tables. That's right. I and my partner, my guest, of course, my tag team partner, Gerald Glassford, from the Pop Culture Cosmos. He and I are going to compete in a little game of who can book the best wrestling card. Now, we are going to use some computer software called 5starbooker.com, and that's the number 5, STARBOOKER.com, 5starbooker.com. To break it down real quickly, I'm just going to give you the highlights about how to play. So each participant, myself and Gerald, will get an opportunity to spin, and hopefully that spin lands on a random promotion in year that we know a lot about, because it could be Jim Crockett Promotions, 1956, and they will give you the roster, and a lot of those folks I don't know, and same thing with Gerald. We'll then take a couple of wrestlers or a couple of tag teams and book them in a match, and each match earns a star rating. All right, that's the benchmark. So basically, we're hoping that we can book 6 matches and the system gives us a higher star rating than our opponent. So Gerald's hoping that I get a pretty low score and he gets a pretty high score, and vice versa. So I will say that as much as it seems to be very confusing how the system works and how the game is played, once we get into it, I think you'll have no problems picking up on it. In fact, both he and I talked about how much fun it was off air. It was a blast. It was so cool. We thoroughly enjoyed it. And in fact, we're looking forward to maybe at the end of the calendar year of maybe taking another shot at it. It's really great. I, again, will put it over as 5starbooker.com. All right, before we get to the game, I want to thank, of course, a new sponsor to the PVD Cast. Of course, I'm talking about Courtney 614 Deals. Courtney has deals with all types of items, whether you're talking health and beauty, clothing, home decor, books, physical media. Heck, I think she's got a couple of skis that is available as well. But she's got a lot of stuff. And if you want good deals on stuff, all you have to do is follow her on Instagram. If you follow her on Instagram, then you got a leg up on the competition, because that's where she's posting some of the great things she has for sale in her shops. And she has shops on eBay, Whatnot, Poshmark, and many, many others. Simply just search for, again, Courtney, spelled C-O-R-T-N-E-Y, 614 Deals. All right. And if you purchase anything from Courtney, please let her know that you heard about her endeavors right here on the PVD Cast. All right, with that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear Gerald Glassford and I book our dream card through 5starbooker.com.
Ding, ding, ding. morning, and we're back with another episode of The State of Pro Wrestling. It is, of course, me, Gerald Glassford. Thanks again for watching this thing right here at The State of Pro Wrestling, aka the Pop Culture Cosmos. I also host Inside Sports Fantasy Football, Lakers Latest, Lakers Fast Break, and all those other great shows. And if you can, anytime you see my hopefully cool looking face, you can go ahead and make sure you like and subscribe. Don't hit that thumbs down button because I said that. No. Don't do that. Plus, like and subscribe also as well. If you can, give us that 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you go ahead and you support us every time out. Plus, let you know this is a special State of Pro Wrestling, but of course, my comrade and I, my tag team partner and I, come right at you with the latest pro wrestling news and insight once a month, usually the latter half or the early half of the month, because we try to put it into 2 months right there for you. So go ahead and get you started on what's going on with the new month and give you a recap what went on in the previous month as well. But it wouldn't be a State of Pro Wrestling until I tag in my tag team partner. He comes in ready to rock and roll. International object tucked underneath his arm right there for you, Abdullah the Butcher style. Absolutely. Indeed. It is, of course, a good man indeed. You got to go ahead and check out what he's doing today at Matt Talk, not wrestling related, Matlock related. And also as well, of course, his world famous show, the PBD Cast at PBDcast.com. It is, of course, John Orlando. What's up, my friend?
Not much. Looking forward to today's special episode because I think maybe it's I can say this because we're starting here in a few moments, but this is going to be an interesting one because we're using some technology, and you know as well as I do, Gerald, sometimes technology can be a fickle individual.
Yes, it can. Who needs preparation into this type of stuff? It's a free online wrestling booking game. And so we decided to go ahead and hop on over to 5starbooker.com and decide, you know what, if we decided to go ahead and build our own type of federation as far as from the either now or before as far as the concern, it's because 5starbooker.com, it is a great game as far as being able to go ahead and dream up matches, dream up cards, dream up locations as far as where they're able to go ahead and place them all around the world, whether it's organizations from the current or from the past many years ago. They bring you out the entire rosters. And again, you can get deep into this and give a shout out to 5starbooker.com. Please go ahead and play there. And again, we're doing it right now to give you a little taste of what's going on. Indeed, will we crash and burn? Will we be burning down the arena, or will we go ahead and make sure we've got another, a TV deal in the back pocket with what we're going to go ahead and book today? But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start with you, John. I'm going to go ahead and start with you, and I'm going to go ahead and give you the choice and selections from the promotions that you go with. So we're going to go, there's stats, Spark, custom, GM mode, those, the custom and the GM mode, you have to get more into because as far as the lock features, you have to go ahead and play a little bit more to get into those modes. The tournaments, you could drop your own tournaments. And then, of course, the salary cap is concerned. Now, the salary cap was the most interesting one to us, I guess, right now, John, because looking at it, how do you budget accordingly if you have a federation or an organization that you really like a lot of wrestlers? So I'm interested to see how you would prioritize that. So I'm going to go with salary cap first, but I'm going to give you a selection of your promotions. In this option, you do have a case of showing promotions from all around the world and the rosters, in some cases, going back decades. So taking a look at it now, my friend, you're seeing it on your screen. And you can also, in your home, if you want to get even better look, you can go along if you want to scroll down where you're at, my friend. So you let me know. I'm going to clear everything out. And you let me know exactly which federations and organizations over the years you want to go ahead and may possibly choose from. Indeed.
Okay. Well, we have quite a few promotions here. I didn't select all over on my side. Did you select?
I know, but just tell me which ones you like. A New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Okay. Let's go with JCP.
Okay. JCP. All right. I'm taking off New Japan Pro Wrestling unless you tell me to go ahead and select it. So far you selected Jim Crockett Promotions. wrong one. JCP right there for you. Although Juggalo Championship Wrestling is in that for you folks, several out there. So just to let you know. What else you got, my friend?
So I'm going to select ECW.
ECW. And that is going to be right there. I see it right there. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
All right, let's go with WWF.
Okay, WWF, 23 years right there. Do you choose the WWE as well? Because it separates it very smartly and very intuitively. WWF from before the name change and WWE after the name change.
No, I'm going to stick. I'm not going to go WWE. I think okay. I'm going to go with yeah, JCP, ECW, WWF.
Anything from as far as that's not as popular, like let's say AWA from the past, World Championship Wrestling, Mid-South from the past, Shimmer, House of Glory, Shikara, St. Louis Wrestling, Combat Zone Wrestling, USWA, WrestleCade, anything of that nature?
Well, you know what? Let's go WCCW.
Okay. Do, 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 do. And then, of course, also, if you're looking at even past from Portland, the old WWWF, NWA Hollywood, MLW, even as far as stuff that's either today or even from yesteryear, they cover a whole bunch of promotions there for you. Even going back to Hawaii and UWF just intricate detail as far as Lucha Underground, for goodness sake. So absolutely, you can really have a lot of fun because it's going to select a random promotion and it's going to select a random year, which is going to be very interesting indeed. So I have selected those for you as far as, again, WWF, ECW, Jim Crockett Promotions, and World Class Championship Wrestling. So with that said and done, let's start booking for a card. Now, what comes up after that, if you can see on your screen, John, is a venue. So the venue and location is going to be interesting. And this goes through, I've already, in preparation for this, I did a couple times and it's already done familiar venues from all around the world. And I'm glad you put the number of organizations and you just didn't say all like I did until you get Choco Pro from 2024. And I was like, I only know vaguely Choco Pro from 2024. So I think I'll go ahead and spin again. So with that said, let's go ahead and start with your venue and location.
Okay.
Municipal Auditorium and okay. Hosted three. Okay. Live from Municipal Auditorium. San Antonio, Texas. If you remember, and I just got into this. Let me go ahead and I'm going to take this down for a second. San Antonio Wrestling, even though it crashed and burned in the mid-80s, there were promotions. And in fact, it's the Bleedover. And I really didn't know or see much of it at all previously until the past year when I found certain YouTube channels that had San Antonio Wrestling. And I was interested to see, Austin Idol playing a big role in there as far as, of course, Fred Ottman, who knew then was Big Bubba, but also, as Tugboat, as far as many and Typhoon from the WWE, he was involved in it, a lot of other name wrestlers and some of the bleed over from the World Class Championship Wrestling. You saw Bruiser Brody, who was nicknamed the Million Dollar Man by Gary Hart, and they were together in this particular promotion. Like I said, and this is all in Texas. At the same time, they were both working for World Class Championship Wrestling as well as adversaries, but they were, together in San Antonio Wrestling as early Shawn Michaels along with Paul Diamond. So yeah, so many different things that were very interesting about the San Antonio and the Coliseum that was there as far as showcasing it, but throughout the San Antonio wrestling. I was just wanted to bring that up because, again, it hit me because I was like, wow, just one day earlier this year, I was like discovering this for the first time. It's like, man, as someone who was tape trading, who was trying to watch as much wrestling as he can as a young guy or as a teenager, I didn't even know this thing existed, man. And I was just like, wow, so much that I still need to yet to go ahead and invest into, John.
And that Southwest, which is what San Antonio was called, was home of Tully Blanchard. That's where Tully Blanchard cut his teeth. And Gina Hernandez.
Well, this was after Tully Blanchard had moved on to JC.
Oh, okay.
As far as Jim Crockett Promotions, this was 85, 86. So he had moved on from there because if you're going even further, yes, you're talking about Tully Blanchard and Gino Hernandez. You're talking about really going into Joe Blanchard's era as far as that's concerned. So, yeah, it was even more interesting then. But to see it in the fading days of San Antonio was interesting how it laid itself out where Gary Hart and Bruiser Brody are together on San Antonio and so apart in Dallas. It was just, yeah, it just kind of blew me away. But indeed, my friend, want to go ahead and get you going here on the Five Star Worker as far as the promotion and the year. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be. Now, do I need to do anything on my
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you right here, right now, okay. As far as the spin is concerned. I want to go ahead and make sure I've got that for you. Let's go ahead. Oh, I got the wrong one. Go ahead, coming up right here. Let me go ahead and get the right one right here for you. There we go. That's the one I want. That's the one. That's the screen I want. So I want to go ahead and bring that up for you right now. I'm going to take this off the screen here. There you go. All right. So we have got live from Municipal Auditorium, San Antonio, Texas, USA, 10 spots open across 5 positions. And here we go. World Class Championship Wrestling from 1985. And remember, okay, you have $200. Now, there wasn't really a lot of ladies wrestling in WCW at that point in time. So I think that's, as far as if you're interested still, you can go ahead. I think that we could probably add some in from All Japan or New Japan. But sticking to the men and tag teams, they're in there. And they're right there for you. So you see right there, Ric Flair, Kabuki, Gino Hernandez, and it goes right there, Mike Von Erich, Rick Rude. Then you go into tag teams as far as the Midnight Express, Iceman King Parsons, and Kevin Von Erich at that point in time. The Dynamic Duo, Bruiser Brody and Kerry Von Erich, Chris Adams and Steve Williams, Rick Rude and the One Man Gang. They only had 2 matches, Chris Adams, Steve Williams. So that's kind of, maybe if you want to do that. Mike Von Erich and Tommy Rogers, they were on together just one match that year as well. But the Fantastics,
can we go back to the Midnight Express? Let's see.
Okay. $32 of your $200 would be put as you use them on that.
Then I'm going to go with the Fantastics.
Well, do you want to just start look at the men first as far as let's single wrestlers?
Yeah, sure.
So before you go ahead and list that down, so just to keep you out, Ric Flair actually is a dollar cheaper than the Midnight Express. Midnight Express, 12% underrated. Wow. Okay. Fair enough. Ric Flair, $31. Kabuki, $29. Wow. That's pretty high. Gino Hernandez, $28. And it's also based off the rating as far as what they were at, as far as how much they were utilized on cards in that year. So it calculates a rating out as well. Be aware of that as far as why that some of the prices you think are really high as to compared to what we would utilize them maybe as far as today's standards concerned. Mike Von Erich is at $26. Again, with him, he was just so out there and put out there, you can argue about his level of quality as a worker and things like that, or as an entertainer or someone that was able to bring in the crowds. But the Von Erich name says it all there. Rick Rude at 26. Bobby Fulton, 25, but you probably want to wait to save him for a tag team. Scott Casey is at 25. Man, he was working all over the place between there. We talked about Scott Casey as well for San Antonio. He was the big babyface.
Yes.
In San Antonio. He was a mid-card wrestler in world class, but he was the main guy fighting Austin Idol in San Antonio, just to give everybody a heads up on that. Bobby Eaton, 24. Bruiser Brody is 24. I think that's also an underrated one right there. $24, by the way. Iceman King Parsons, $24. Kerry Von Erich, $24. And very interesting right there. And also gives you a little bit of flashback. PWI's most popular from Pro Wrestling Illustrated back in the day in 1985. He was number 3 on that list. Lance Von Erich, $22. Terry Gordy, who you could either use with the Freebirds or not. $20. Jake Roberts. Remember, Jake Roberts, the last place he was at, I believe, before the WWF. He may have been stopped over in Georgia or Florida at that point in time, but I do believe he went from the Mid-South UWF then to World Class and then to WWF, but I could be
You're
wrong.
You're correct. You're correct on that. I believe that that's the pattern that he went.
So you have Iceman King Parsons by himself at $18, Mark Lewin at $18, Rip Oliver at $17, Brian Adias at $16, King Parsons, again, like that, Jose Lothario, $15, Kevin Von Erich at $15, and you see the list going on there from Kelly Kaniski, John Tatum, The Missing Link, Tim Brooks, El Gran Diablo. Interesting, we saw Tim Brooks and Larry Zbysko on a WWE Vault video just on the splash screen. I saw that the other day. Skip Young, Chris Adams, who was the number 2 most hated in 1985 at $8. I think that could be something interesting right there. Johnny Mantell, Killer Brooks, again. Steve Williams, although he didn't really work very much in World Class, he worked more for UWF and Mid-South at that point in time. And then, of course, the grappler, Antonio Inoki, which is the kind of fun one out there. I don't know how him at $7 is going to work itself out, but there you go. Of course, Buddy Roberts, Scott Irwin, Tatsumi Fujinami, another name that, again, how many appearances? He only made one appearance under the World Class banner. One Man Gang. This was his final full year, I believe. He may have been 86 still. I think in 86 he was either gone or about ready to leave World Class, but he appeared 52 times for them in 1985. You have Dave Peterson, Butch Reed, even appearance there. So let me hear your thoughts, my friend. Hercules Hernandez even had a few appearances as well. So yes, as we scroll down, Billy Jack Haynes had a few appearances. Of course, Gary Hart, if you want to include him as a manager, as far as it's concerned. Kamala had just 4 matches, though. He's $4. And, of course, Michael Hayes. And, you know, it goes on from there. So your thoughts, my friend, on how you would go ahead and match up as far as where you would go with your main event to start off with.
Okay, so we're going main event.
I think I can go main event. I think that's because I'm down here. Well, let me... I mean, actually, let's see. What if I go ahead? Who is the first wrestler you would take?
I think if I'm looking at singles, I'm going Chris Adams.
That's a good deal. It's
a good
choice.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
At $8. Okay. Where did he go here? So I got him. Okay. Oh, placing. Okay. There you go. Absolutely. Who else do you have? Oh, where am I placing him on the card? Placing him. Where would you place him on the card?
I put him in one of those middle matches.
What kind of match? It gives you a chance, single, three-way, four-way, six-way, six-man tag, battle royal?
I think a singles.
Okay.
Match 3.
Okay. All right. Got that for you. All right. And then
we have to spin again, I believe.
Yes, I have to spin again. So interesting, because it's going to go ahead and even more. So World Class Championship Wrestling from 1966.
Okay.
So there you go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You've got Ramon Torres, Torbellino Blanco, Claude Patterson, Blackjack Daniels, Wilbur Snyder, Walter Von Erich, The Ox, Roger Kirby, Joe Blanchard, Dory Funk Jr., rest in peace, Amazing Zuma, Lorenzo Parente, Duke Kiyomuka, Kinji Shibuya, Al Costello, Killer Carl Cox, Dory Dixon, Ricky Romero, Nick Kozak, Bob Ellis, Cowboy Bob Ellis, Bull Curry, The Destroyer, Fred Curry, Dick the Bruiser, Mark Lewin, Billy Red Lions, and Gene Kaniski.
I'm liking Wilbur Snyder, but the price tag might be a little bit high on him.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see what his
I think it was in the teens, if I remember correctly. Yep, yeah, 16 bucks.
You know what? I think Bearcat Wright might be a better way to go.
Okay, at $11.
I'm gonna go with Bearcat Wright.
Okay, all right. Placing him against Chris Adams.
Yep.
All right. So one of your middle card matches is done. Bearcat Wright versus Chris Adams. So let's see what we do next. WWF from 1994, my friend.
No. Okay. Ooh, there's some big price tags right there.
Mm-hmm. Owen Hart at $40. Wow. Bret Hart at 39.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
The Undertaker. Shawn Michaels. British Bulldog. Roddy Piper. Jeff Jarrett. Jerry Lawler. Diesel. Rick Martel. Yokozuna. Hakushi, a.k.a. Jinsei Shinzaki. He would just started with the WWF at that point in time.
You know, I think...
1-2-3 Kid, Earthquake. The Steiner Brothers. Even Sergeant Slaughter.
How much is the old Sarge?
Let's see. He has eight bucks.
No, let's keep on.
All right, we're gonna go with Marty Jannetty, Scott Putski, Brian Armstrong before he became Road Dogg, Greg Valentine.
Oh, let's go Matt Hardy.
And when he was just a jobber, he had just started.
But the price is right, and he can develop, we'll say. So
okay.
We'll put him in the opener.
Had a feeling you were going to say that. All right.
Yeah, let's put him in the opener. All right.
Jim Crockett Promotions with 1969.
All right. Kaniski, Mr. Wrestling, Abe Jacobs, Mark Hunter.
Paul Jones, Nelson Royal.
Sweet Hansen.
Lord Littlebrook. No, I'm just kidding.
Or Bronco Lubitsch.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, geez.
Many people forget that he was actually a wrestler.
Yes, and one of the worst referees ever.
Yes, that's for sure. Ole Anderson.
You know, I was thinking about Ole Anderson. He's what, $7?
Nine.
Let's go with Ole Anderson to take on. We'll put him in the ring there with old Matt Hardy.
There you go. Two stipulations per card. Stipulation is about the right gimmick on the right match scores higher, the wrong one scores lower. You get two, and only the ones that existed that you're custom made can stipulate every match. So there you go on that stipulation to a card. Do you want to go ahead and are there any that you want to make a stipulation as of yet?
No, no.
Okay, all right. So that's World Class Championship Wrestling in 1948. Yeah. Thanks again for watching, listening. It is, of course, John Orlando trying to get through this because this is true. Because when you choose these promotions, everyone, in five-star booking, it goes through the entire rosters for decades.
All right, 1948, World Class. Oh, geez, I don't. All right.
This one you might have to spend, well, like an Antonio Rocca is a good one at good value at 12. Other than that, because I don't know why it's separating Antonio Rocca $35 Antonio Rocca from Antonio Rocca $12 Antonio Rocca.
Well, Rocca, I'm taking the $12 Antonio Rocca.
Okay, fair enough.
We're taking that one, and no stipulation. But let's put him in match number two.
Fair enough.
All right. And I think I'm going to need to come up with a tag team here.
Oh,
1952.
Man.
Geez, soy. All right. Luthez at 40. Okay. Oh, you know what? Duke might be one.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Antonio Rocca versus Duke.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Where is he at? Right there. Any type of stipulation on that one?
Yeah, let's go. What do we got stipulation-wise? What do we got?
Steel cage, submission, title versus mask, hair versus hair, loser leaves town, and best two out of three falls. Best two out of three falls? Okay.
Yeah.
That's based on the stipulations that were around at that time. That's what I really like about Five Star Booker. They didn't put like, Hell in the Cell or anything like that on that. So that's good, my friend. So far you have as a curtain jerker, aka opener, Ole Anderson versus Matt Hardy. You have Antonio Rocca versus Duke Kiyomuka in as far as the best two out of three falls. Chris Adams versus Bearcat Wright. In a battle for the ages there, and you have your semi and your main still open to you right there. So with that said, let's go ahead and continue to spin. WWF from 1979.
Okay. We need, and I got $134 left. We need a tag team match here.
Let's go to tag teams. All right. So I've got Andre the Giant, Chief J Strongbow, Larry Zbysko, and Tony Garea, because I think they were champions around that time.
I think so too.
Putski and Santana, Andre the Giant, because Andre the Giant and whoever is going to get some money. You notice that when even Dominic DiNucci is going to get you almost $20. Ivan Putski is 17 with Andre the Giant. Ted DiBiase and Tito Santana. Yeah, so there you go. They're giving you a selection, my friend.
I have ideas, but I don't know what I'm going to roll next. That's the tricky part here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to...
Oh, this is a good one. Andre the Giant, Ted DiBiase for $6.
I think that might be the way to go, maybe.
Where would you put that? Semi or main?
Let's go semi. Even though I think it's going to bite me in the rear end.
All right.
See what let's try it.
WWF from 1980. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Just the year after. My gosh. A battle for the ages then. So.
You know what? I think I'm going Rick Martel and Tony Garea.
Okay. Let's make sure there's not another Martel and Garea that's cheaper for you. See, I'm trying to save you money.
There you go. Ooh. You know what? Maybe I might change one because I like that idea. Dusty Rhodes. Who was Dusty Rhodes with? And Pat Patterson?
Mm-hmm.
Man, if there's a Dusty Rhodes and Mil Máscaras, I'm going to mark out.
See the Wild Samoans, Afa and Torquemada, Dominic DiNucci and Gorilla Monsoon. Jay Youngblood and Ricky Steamboat, Afa and Captain Lou Albano. Dominic DiNucci and Tony Garea. Dominic DiNucci and Larry Zbysko. So anything appealing to you, my friend?
No, I think we're going, I think we're going to go with Rick Martel and Tony Garea.
Okay. All right. Let's go with that. All right. Let's put them place here. All right. So that's your tag team match. Any stipulations on that one?
Let's see. What is this? Let's see what the stipulations are available to us.
Ladder, Iron Man, submission, no holds barred, best two out of three falls, steel cage, I quit, no DQ, street fight, last man standing, falls count anywhere, dog collar, Texas death, lights out, first blood, lumberjack, strap match.
I think we're good with just a regular match.
Okay. All right. Just a regular match then. All right. So that leaves you your main event of the evening.
Okay. Come on. Let's give me something good promotion-wise. Come on now.
WWF. And 1992. Now, I will tell you, you have $106 left, so you can really start splurging. So I'm assuming, are you going tag teams?
Women, no, we're going to go with the men. We're going to go back to the men.
Okay. Bret Hart is at 40. Randy Savage is at 40. Razor Ramon is 40. Undertaker's 37. Mr. Perfect is 36. Shawn Michaels is 36. Owen Hart is 35. Ric Flair is 34. Because you got to remember, this is 1992 when he won the Royal Rumble. And it was champion twice in that year, I believe, if I remember correctly. Bam Bam Bigelow is 32. British Bulldog. Roddy Piper, 31. El Matador is at $30. Jake Roberts, $27. You have Ultimo Dragon at $23. Negro Casas at $21. Bob Backlund was at $17. Texas Tornado, $17.
I think I made my mind up. Let's go Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect. All right, so that's that. He was at, right there, $36. All right, and he is in your main event. And he will be facing against someone in Jim Crockett Promotions from 1968. Man, they're giving you the old stuff. So Lou Thesz, Gene Kaniski, Johnny Weaver, as far as Nelson Royale, Sam Steamboat, some of the major names that were announced, George Scott, Mr. Wrestling, Paul Jones again, Les Thatcher. Anything appealing to you, my friend?
Let's go back up to the top of the list again real quick.
Okay.
You know what? I got money left over. I got $70 left. Let's go Lou Thesz. Let's just do it. Lou Thesz against Mr. Perfect.
Lou Thesz. And so what type of match would you have him against Mr.
Two Perfect? Out of three falls.
Two out of three falls, indeed. Okay, so there you go. Do you want to change your previous one?
Yes. So okay. Duke and
Antonio Rocca.
Yeah, let's change that one up to, let's go submission match.
All right. Fair enough indeed. Antonio Rocca versus Duke Kiyomoka as a submission match. And your main event is Mr. Perfect versus Lou Thesz. I would assume Lou Thesz goes in as the champion, NWA World Champion. So there you are. We are going to, are you okay and all set on that?
I'm all good. I'm all good.
Let's book that show indeed. Strong show B. You got 1,772 fans out of the 2,300 seat building, a 4-star average per match. So really solid wrestling match. Well done. Show totals 20.5 stars out of 35. PPV low is 78%, but a strong show at 52 points overall. And you saved money because you had money left over on your bank account. So, yeah, a book from a narrow pool, a touch of extra shine. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. So Matt Hardy versus Ole Anderson was 2.5 stars, although I actually thought it would, between you and I would be, I think, a squash at that point in time with Matt Hardy's career.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Antonio Roca versus Duke Kimuka in a submission match. That was almost a 5-star match. So, yeah, they had enough in the tank to make the extra time count. So that one was a very well booked match. Absolutely well done on that one. Chris Adams versus Bearcat Wright. That was 3.25 stars. I think that one also, it had Chris Adams going over on that one. And with that one, I'm going to say, probably that I don't think it would have reached 3.5, 3.25 stars on that one, but hey, they gave it to you, man. They gave it to you. Do you agree on that one, or do you think that would have been,
you know, in hindsight, I think this one I could have found somebody better for either individual. I think Bearcat Wright should have maybe been against somebody else, or Chris Adams as well. So yeah, this was the one that I wish I could redo. Well, I'll leave it at that.
Now, in a surprising finish, Rick Martel and Tony Garea beat Andre the Giant and Ted DiBiase. Although Ted DiBiase was a much younger Ted DiBiase, he was not the Ted DiBiase that we knew from later on. So he wasn't as, I guess, he hadn't even reached the Mid-South level of success as of being the top star there. So they actually take the fall as far as, you know, getting, you know, defeated by Rick Martel and Tony Garea in a 3.5-star match. Which I could believe, because Ted DiBiase would be working his butt off against Martel and Tony Garea. I'm assuming Garea and Martel would be the champions, because they were the champions in around that time.
Yep.
So let's go with that one. And your main event is a 6.5-star match: Lou Thesz versus Mr. Perfect. Two workers who can actually go the distance. The gimmick gave them room. The crowd has seen this trick already tonight. Wow. Booked together 2 times across every game. Okay, so Lou Thesz defeats Mr. Perfect, but a 6.5-star match.
Take that, Dave Meltzer.
Indeed. Indeed. So, yes, a great job. Strong show from you, B, indeed. So let's see if within the last 23 minutes, we can go ahead and get started on mine, as far as it's concerned, so I can go ahead and get that going here. So we'll go ahead and zip on over and get that into that. But once again, it is, of course, the State of Pro Wrestling, a special episode. If we were the booker, how would we book? So we're going to go ahead and start with my choices here in salary cap, $200, same thing as far as it's concerned. I'm going to clear all, and I'm going to add in, I'm going to make it a little bit more interesting. I'm going to add in AWA. Ooh. I am going to add in World Class Championship Wrestling, although that might be my undoing. I'm going to go ahead and put in the WWF. I'm going to go ahead and put in World Championship Wrestling. I'm going to go ahead and put in, I'm going to leave New Japan. Actually, you know, I'm going to leave a New Japan and all. I'm going to put All Japan. I'm going to take out down New Japan. I'm going to put All Japan on there. I'm going to go ahead and put Jim Crockett. Should I put Jim Crockett Promotions? Sure. I'll put that. And then I'm going to go ahead and I'll put in WWE. I'll put in AEW. And I'll go ahead and do they have All Japan Women's Wrestling on that? That would be something I would love to have put that as far as from All Japan Women's Wrestling. I don't see that in here. It got so many other great promotions here from the years, but I may be missing it. I don't see it there. All Japan. Yes, there it is. All Japan Women's Wrestling. Okay, so there you go. I've got my choices for federations and through the years. I'm going to start booking and see what happens. By the way, to give you an idea, 52.2, you were not bad compared to the top, I guess, scores. But you see they utilized almost every dollar that they could to get like 64, 66 points. So I'm not going to keep trying at it, you and I, John. Can we get closer? Can we get closer? So let's spin the venue. And it gets the Sportatorium in Dallas, Texas. The promotion and the year, John. Uh-oh, this is going to be very interesting to see as far as it's concerned. So let me go ahead and I will put that into There. Okay. There we go. Got that one now. So let's go ahead and spin. All Japan Pro Wrestling from 1991.
Okay.
Very interesting indeed. Very interesting indeed. Oh. And I am going to go ahead and start off with, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. I'm a Kobashi mark. I'm going to go ahead and give Kenta Kobashi a 26. He was still reaching this height of his powers. And I'm going to go ahead and place him right there in the center. Who I go ahead next? All Japan Pro Wrestling from 2011. Wow. That's All Japan Pro Pro Wrestling. Okay, yes. So
yeah, it is AJPW.
Yes. So that is a good question. Where am I going to go on that one? So Keiji Muto. Oh, I'm going to go ahead because he was a name at that point in time, but he was old. He was old at 2011.
If I was going, I'd go with Kushida. That would just be my pick. I'm just throwing it out there.
I think that would be a good choice.
I think that he and the price tag's good for him as well.
Yeah. So I'm looking at through it right now. Man, some of the names from the past coming up with the names from the future on that. I'm going to go ahead and probably say, who'd you have again?
Kushida.
Kushida. Okay, let's go. Yeah, that's right. Kushida. That's right. That Kushida. Kushida. All right. Let's go with that. It's $16. I'm going to go ahead and put that right here. And I am not going to go ahead and put a stipulation on it yet. If I do, I'll let you know a little bit. All Japan Pro Wrestling, again, 1993. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put in Misawa, Mitsuharu Misawa, one of the greatest all-time workers out there. I'm going to put him in the semi-main. Because I don't know what's coming up, John. If I put him in the semi, in the main, and then I want to change it, so yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and place him there. Let's go ahead and spin. WWE okay. from 2010.
Oh man.
Oh man. Let's see. Oh, Rey Mysterio's tempting. I'm gonna say the Undertaker. I'm going to say the Undertaker. There you go. I have $95 left, so I better use my money wisely. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go place here. And I might do that one as a stipulation. Let's go ahead. Where is it? In a casket match.
No. Okay.
There you go. All right. Let's see what's going on there. And then let's go ahead and get a tag team on this next one. All Japan Pro Wrestling 1982. Oh my gosh. All the Funks. Yeah, Giant Baba and Jumbo Tsuruta. Oh my gosh. Bruiser Brody and Stan. Oh, that's, yeah, got to do that one. There you go. That's going to work for me. Let's go ahead and I am going to go ahead and I'm going to put them because this is the Sportatorium. Let's go ahead right there and put them in the main event. World Class Championship Wrestling 1954. Man, I can't put them there. I cannot put them where I want to put them, John. Ah, all right. Fair enough. I'm going to go ahead and go back to men. And I'm going to put, as far as I'm concerned, how much do I have left? $70 left. I'm gonna go with Luthes. Should I put Luthes? Antonio Rocca. Let's go. I'm gonna go with Luthes. Luthes under it. I wanna put him right here. Okay. Spin. All Japan Pro Wrestling. 2001. Oh my gosh, that's the height. the height of pro wrestling, my friend, as far as that's concerned. Late 90s, early 2000s. My gosh, really, as far as external. And I have only $30 left. So with that said, man, let's go with Giant Kamala Sabu. Let's see there, that. There you go. So you can see what happens when you start to run out of dollars. Mm-hmm. As far as, yeah. So there you go. Let's see who it looks at. George Hiroshi. Okay. George Vampiro. Well, Vampiro appeared in 8 times. Yep. Okay. Hakushi and Kakihara. There you go. Let's go with. Okay. Oh my gosh. See Danny Crawford and Rob Van Dam. No, that's going to go with. So I'm going to go. Let's go with. See if we can get a really good deal here. We're going. That.
Oh,
I might go Giant Kamala and Jinsei Shinzaki. I do not think that's the Giant Kamala. That's the Kamala that we know. I think that's the Botswana Beast.
You are correct on that. I believe you are correct. Yes.
Although Giant Kamala 1 and 2, they did wrestle together as a team.
Yeah, I think they did a couple of times. Yeah. Not very many times, but a couple of times.
Yes. So I'm going to have to keep on looking just a little bit more.
Who is this George Hines character? That's what.
Back from the day. Yeah, he's someone to, again, like there were a few wrestlers that only or did the majority of their work overseas.
And so, he was one of them.
Yes, he was one of them indeed.
Okay.
Richard Slinger is another name from the past that you might know. So
yeah,
I'm going to go with Giant Kamala and Jinsei Shinzaki. Let's go with that. Where did I put them? Right there. I'm going to go with them. There it is. $5. I'm going to go and put in my opener. All right. So what do I have right now? I need a tag team. And I need a tag team. All Japan Pro Wrestling. Oh, All Japan Women's and 2001. So, oh my gosh. Women. So with $25 left, I'm going to have to move Giant Kamala. And that's where it gets interesting, my friend. So, yeah. So I'm going to have to move some out of the way. I can't move them out of the way.
Once they're in, they're locked?
I think so, yeah, because I don't see how to remove them. Okay. Oh, I get a chance to skip the promotion and skip the year. Okay, I think I'm going to have to because I don't have a place to put them right now. So I'm going to have to skip the promotion. I get 2 chances to do it. So WCW in 2001. Okay. So
there's how much money you have left again?
I have $25 left. There you go. Okay, I could deal with that. $15 gets me DDP and Kevin Nash. I see. Yeah, there's. I could see them do it. Jeff Jarrett and Scott Steiner. Your perfect. Your event right there. DDP, Dustin Rose. DDP, the Cat. Chronic. See, I can go. I'm trying to see if there's a Ric Flair one in here. Rick Rude, Stars and Stripes, Buff Bagwell. I don't see a Ric Flair one I could throw in there. So with that said, there's Rick Rude and Vader. Oh, yeah, done, got it. Rick Rude and Vader. I'm gonna put them right there as my main event.
And that's a heck of a main event.
Yes, that is. I got lucked out on that one. And the last thing I'm going to go ahead and do is a tag team with WWE from 2013, my friend. So with that said, not Los Matadores, Randy Orton and Sheamus, Brodus Clay and Kofi Kingston, Mark Henry and The Big Show, CM Punk and John Cena. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do that one. That I'm going to have to do. But do I move them? Do I put them to the main event?
No, I'd leave them as what do we got? The openers, all you got?
I've got the opener. Yeah.
I'd put them in the opener because that would they'd both get the crowd into it.
Okay. So with that said, I've got a casket match for Mitsuharu Misawa versus The Undertaker, Kenta Kobayashi versus Kushida. Oh, I've got one more. I've got one more I have to do for Luthez. Who does Luthez fight? Sorry, Lou. Forgot about you, my friend. AEW from 4 years ago. So I've got AEW with $7 left. And so who do I have? Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and skip the promotion. Or should I do that? Well, let's see who I have left at $7. Jake Hager, Vance Warner, Scorpio Sky, Evil Uno, Hook. Funny, they call him overrated. Kip Sabian, Bowens, Clark Connors, Danhausen. Should I put Danhausen on there for $5 against Luthez?
Do it.
Do it indeed. All right, I'm going to place him here. All right.
Yes.
So there you go. I have Giant Kamala and Jinsei Shinsaki, who you might know out there as Hakushi. I have them going against CM Punk and John Cena. I have Luthez defending the world title against Danhausen. Let me see. Should I make it a regular match? Let's see what I got. Let's go ahead. And yeah, let's just leave it at that. I was going to see if there's a title match you can make out of it, but you can't. Kenta Kobayashi versus Kushida. I might make that a stipulation. Oh, actually, let's make Bruiser Brody and Stan Hansen. Let's go ahead and make that. Where's a falls count? No, Texas Death.
Oh, I was going to say no disqualification even.
I was going to say Texas Death because we're in
Texas.
Texas. So there you go. I'm going to book this show and see what happens. So with that said, let's go ahead and see what happens indeed. Strong showing, 54.7. So I am slightly just above you on that. So 4.25 average star match is 4,200 of the 5,600. So you and I can't sell it. So we now can't say, we can't say that, you know, we sold out our arenas there, John. So that's,
No, we cannot.
355,000 gate, $85 tickets for the sportatorium. Wow, dang. Yes, so with that said, let's go ahead and take a look at the matches themselves. Giant Kamala and Jinsei Shinsaki versus CM Punk and John Cena was a 2.75 star match.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
Yeah, I think Hakushi would step up his game with Punk and Cena getting the victory. I get that. Luthez versus Danhausen. Get this, a 4.5 star match. You know what? If Luthez could come back and get a 4.5 star in his peak, let's say Luthez's peak, could get a 4.5 star match out of Danhausen. He is the greatest wrestler of all time. There is no question. As much as you and I love Danhausen, I think we know what his limitations are as far as in the ring.
He is not a technician at all.
No. So if Luthez can get a 4.5 star match out of him, yeah, absolutely indeed. Kenta Kobayashi out of Kushida versus Kushida. Good call, John. You made that call. 5-star match, excellent booking idea. Really good on that one. Mitsuharu Misawa versus The Undertaker. That was the match. A 6.75 match as far as a casket match is concerned. Wow. I don't think they would be able to do something that great. Misawa is one of the great ones, my friend, but that would be something indeed. Any thoughts on that one right there?
I think the casket match is out of Misawa's wheelhouse. I think I agree with you. I don't see him doing gimmick matches or stipulation matches. I think he's just much more of an effective regular wrestler, quote unquote, than being somebody that relies on the gimmick matches.
But I'll take it, my friend. Almost a 7-star match. I'll take it. The Undertaker defeating Misawa in a casket match. Kenta Kobashi defeating Kushida. Then we get to the main event. Nobody, -1.5-star. Nobody in this match had a long one in them. The crowd sat down. I don't believe that's the case.
No,
that's... 2.25-star match for Bruiser Brody and Stan Hansen versus Rick Rude and Vader? Seriously?
Boo this computer program.
Yes. I think as much as Misawa versus The Undertaker may not be a 6.75-star match, Rick Rude and Vader versus Brody and Hansen in a Texas death match would not be a 2.25-star match. They would go around the building on that one and create an exciting match indeed. So, I would have to go ahead and object to that one. But there you have it. It is 5-star Booker. If you are interested in playing, go ahead and check that on out. But my friend, what a wild time indeed. We should do this again. What do you think? Yeah, what do you think?
I was excited to try this out because I, like I told you off air, I tinkered around with it a little bit over the weekend, but I still had worked the kinks out a little bit. But I thought this was fun. This was great. This is what I love doing is booking wrestling shows. I think we should do it again. You know, maybe at the end of the year, the beginning of the new year, I definitely think that we should do this again. This was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
I wish we could do it like a promotion, just create an actual promotion from that using that interface and just create a promotion. Maybe that the GM mode, that's what you do or whatnot, and create like a series of shows, TV tapings, things of that nature. Do you go back in time and, you run Mid-South with these wrestlers or from 1980s? Eight, or do you run a WWE from 2004 with this? You know, that's what I would like to see as far as a series of weeks, like run a month of this promotion from this time in history. That I think maybe the GMO, we'll get into more of that to see if it allows you to do that and whatnot, or see if there's something else out there that does. But yeah, absolutely. 5starbooking.com. It's free, guys. And it's just like for us, it created an hour of good times, and it might do the same for you as well. But John, cannot thank you enough as always for being a part of what we're doing here at the State of Pro Wrestling. Any last thoughts, my friend, on your booking dreams come true to book a match in San Antonio? It's funny how we both got Texas out of it as far as it's concerned.
Yeah, that's weird. I have nothing else other than check it out. 5starbooking.com. It's a lot of fun. I can't say it enough. I enjoyed myself so much, as I normally do on one of these episodes of the State of Pro Wrestling. I always enjoy myself. This was no different. Just check out my stuff over at pvdcast.com.
Absolutely, indeed. I'm going to figure out how to share your info to you so I can figure out how to do that. But as soon as I do, I'm going to go ahead and send along to you and be able to go ahead and get you going indeed. In fact, I think it's you can send it to your friends. You could send the results to social media, and there you go. Absolutely indeed. So great to have you here once again. Truly looking forward to our monthly episodes of the State of Pro Wrestling. And again, just cannot thank you enough, John, for stopping by. Go ahead and check out the PVD cast at pvdcast.com. And of course, Mad Talk. It is me, Gerald Glassford, along with John Orlando. We will get back into the ring to update you on the latest news and info, what's going on in the world of pro wrestling each and every month, right here at the State of Pro Wrestling. Ding, ding, ding!
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald Glassford and I getting an opportunity to book a huge event. And I just got to be honest, it was so much fun. We talked off air about, we were a little bit skeptical about how the system for five-star booker would work. And we were pleasantly surprised how flawless it went. And we hope that you really enjoyed listening to us build our supercards with the talent and the budget that we had given to us. So with that, if you have some questions about this episode or any episode for that matter, let me tell you how you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can shoot me an email if you like. JohnOrlando@pvdcast.com is the email address. You can find me still on Twitter. Just look for my personal Twitter handle of @pvdmvp. And of course, you could drop me a line over on Threads, Instagram, or Facebook. Just look for @pvdcast. Now, maybe you want to let some folks know about the show and where they can hear it. Well, there's a couple different avenues for that as well. First off, pvdcast.com is the online home of yours truly and probably the best place to get every single new episode of the show. It's also available through all of those podcast outlets or apps. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcasting outlet or app, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And while we're talking about finding the PVDcast on those outlets and apps, you got to do me a favor. Please rate and review, because rating and reviewing pushes me up in the algorithm, and it's super important for indie podcasters like myself to get as much eyes on the product as possible, or in this case, ears listening to the product. Oh, that was lame. I'm sorry. Anyways, in all seriousness, there's a third way in which you can catch every single episode of the PVDcast, and that is every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do a little Facebook live broadcast. And so there you go. There's three easy ways you can hear the show: through pvdcast.com, through your favorite podcasting outlet or app, and of course, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook page. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you once again for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent and stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2026.